Now, regular listeners to Blueprint for Living will already be big fans of Colin Bissett's ongoing series of looks at the iconic buildings of the world. And this week, we're thrilled to be bringing you the first in a new occasional series of segments from Colin that moves its gaze from the question of the buildings themselves to the architects behind them. As Colin puts it, all architects build, but some had a greater influence on what followed. So this new series concerns itself with those figures who changed the direction of architectural history. These are the stories of those eminent architects who made a difference. These are the change makers.
The next time you pass a building with a grand columned entrance, spare a thought for Andrea Palladio, because he's the man who brought the portico back into fashion. Thanks to him, we have the classic facades of English stately homes, and even the shape of the Rolls-Royce radiator. Palladio is quite simply the most influential architect of all time. He was born into a humble family in Padua in 1508, so low caste that they didn't even have a proper surname. He became a stonemason and worked at the best yard in Vicenza. There, his boss fed his curiosity and building techniques by giving him books to read, including the 10 Books of Architecture, written by the Roman architect Vitruvius, which had been recently translated from Latin in 1521. On a building site, he met mentor number two, Count Giangiorgio Trissino, a nobleman with a taste for fine architecture, who took young Andrea under his wing. He suggested that he use the name Palladio, from the Latin Palladius, which refers to wisdom, and took him to see the great buildings of ancient Rome. Palladio's buildings aren't Roman copies, but he took the Romans' use of proportion and played with it, changing the volumes within rooms to create a sense of drama. The cube was often his starting point, usually with a temple front grafted on. You're aware of the structure of the building, and window placement tells you the kind of room within. And you sense his pleasure in the sighting of his buildings, the way views are embraced with arcades or steps. It was unlike anything anyone had done before. Thanks to Trissino, he was commissioned by wealthy families to build villas throughout the region. Gradually, he transformed Vicenza from a humdrum backwater into a small city of exceptional grace. Today, you can barely move without bumping into one of his buildings, from the graceful arches of the central basilica to the stunning Villa Rotonda, set on a hill at its entrance, each of its four sides identical. This led to some of his finest work in the churches of Venice, San Giorgio Maggiore and Il Redentore among them. Great architecture always influences others. As Picasso said, good artists copy, great artists steal. Palladio stole the basics of the classical era and turned them into something essentially modern. Those that followed stole his ideas and created something new too, such as the 17th century banqueting house in London and the classical mansions of 18th and 19th century Britain. Even the 20th century work of postmodern architects like Robert Venturi show a direct link to Palladio. Like Vitruvius, Palladio conveyed his ideas in his four books, which are still studied by architects. Not bad for a man with little future and no surname.
Colin Bissett there, paying tribute to the change-making Andrea Palladio.